Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns, or if your smart refrigerator doesn't know what it is.
Smart. Or your Smart Things app isn't smart enough to figure it out.
If anything smart is now just an oxymoron, I don't know. Let's go on to your calls, though. You're nice enough to join us on here. And, of course, Carolyn's producing. She's running all the music and stuff. I don't know. She's in a weird mood today. The music seems to be like a John Denver type of stuff. She's very mellow today. She's not rocking out. But that's okay. We're not complaining at all, Carolyn. Not at all. Let's go to your calls, though. Let's go to, Doug in New Britain has been on the longest. What's happening, Doug? Doug, you there?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes.
Yep, good morning.
I have a computer that's flashing the screen. It's blinking on and off.
Okay. And is it a laptop or is it a desktop?
A desktop, yeah. It's Windows 11, 10th generation i5 processor, 12 gigabyte of RAM. 520 12 gigabytes of SSD.
Okay.
Relatively
new. Relatively new. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So as soon as I log on, the screen is stable, and then I punch in my PIN. It's not flashing, and then once it goes to load, the picture starts to flash on and off. With the.
You have an idea, Dennis?
Yeah, that moment is when something that Microsoft calls Windows Desktop Experience, that's when that engages.
Ah, the engagement happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking, normally I would have said, check the video connectors at both ends, but I don't think that's the problem here.
Okay.
Okay.
I did that already. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I mean, that's real easy to do, so people are going to do it.
Yeah.
But what I'd like you to do is to check to see if there are any updates to your video adapter. Windows 11 has had some issues with video that get introduced by Windows updates.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because Microsoft has its own raft of drivers for video adapters and a whole lot of other stuff that it will automatically pump out to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That aren't necessarily the same as the drivers that you can get from the manufacturer of the adapter.
Gotcha.
And if one of those that Microsoft pumps in has some kind of a flaw in it, the manufacturer's driver should fix it.
Also, check your resolution. Maybe change your resolution on your display, lower the resolution, and see if it gives you more stability.
Yeah, that might be worth looking at, too.
Yeah, I was. I switched users, and I was able to get on the internet, but the taskbar was still flashing, like something's running in the background. That is
the Windows desktop experience service that I mentioned.
So he's going to have to get into safe mode, most likely.
Enter safe mode with networking and then go and look for the latest driver for your video adapter.
And most likely once he's in safe mode, that resolution is going to change. And you might notice the blinking goes away.
Well, true, but it also doesn't run the Windows desktop experience service either. takes that out of the equation.
Microsoft Experience. Do you like your experience there, Doug?
Not so far.
No.
I mean, it was good for like 3 years, but now this is an issue. Yeah, it's got one of those UHD graphics.
Yeah.
Oh, Intel.
Yeah.
All right.
UHD graphics. 630.
You will go to get the latest drivers. You just go to intel.com, go to support, and on the left side, I think there will be an option to automatically update your drivers, and it will go through a process of installing a little tool that will check your computer, and it will look for what you want, and then after all of that rigmarole, you'll get a page that shows you the driver and you can install it.
But he's going to do that in network safe mode with network support in order to do that, because otherwise he's blinking and he can't even get on.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So how do I get in the safe mode? I forget how to do that.
Well, what you'll do is, you know what? I think I'm going to post a link to this. I actually did this last night with this laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just not pressing
there
F8.
There are a number of steps. No, the F8 won't work.
Changed it again.
Yeah. Well, it's Eufy, and it goes to whatever mode it wants right out of boot. So, there are a number of steps to get there, and it's best to have them in front of you when you do it. So, we'll post a link to that. Okay.
Yeah. So now, how do I get to your website? Is it TIC?
Oh, my goodness, Doug. How long have you heard this show before? Have you listened to the show before?
I listened for years, but I never write it down.
All right. It's computertalkwithtab.com.
Okay.
Or the name of the show.com, which also works. I feel like I say that so many times, you guys are like, whatever. He's just humming along. Yeah, computertalkwithtab.com. You could get us probably from WTIC. It'd be a longer way to get there, though.
All right. Very good. We'll give that a shot, guys. Thanks for the help.
You're welcome. Good luck, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. The Windows experience, kicking in and giving you a blinking machine that'll give you a kind of an epileptic seizure if you watch it long enough. That's a feature.
What's really interesting is that's what makes the Windows desktop that everybody's familiar with.
That experience?
That service.
What did we do before then? How did we survive without that experience?
I don't know.
Was it just a bitmap screen? I don't know. Let's go to Alex in Thomaston next. What's happening, Alex?
How you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just had a question about the Proton VPN. I heard the little conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on the website, and they offer a free service a paid service.
Right.
What's the difference, and do you recommend the free service or the paid service? And
well,
is there a big difference?
There's not a big difference. So I'm going to tell folks, look, your email is the most important thing you do these days, right? It's we have to start considering, we're going to get away from, all geek stuff is free. And if you actually paid for the service, you're going to get the VPN as part of it. It's included. And now you're going to have email from a company that's going to have customer support. And you're going to actually be able to have formal email, right? You can even create your own domain name and be at whatever you want to be, right? You don't have to be at proton.me. You could be at whatever you want to be.com once you create your own domain name. So you can get kind of cool with it and become more real with our email, because it is how everything is done. And to do this stuff with free stuff, as far as I'm concerned, if you go with the free Proton, and they're a fine company, let's say, but tomorrow they could say, you know what, Alex? We're turning off the free email in 30 days. Good luck. Right? Because it's free.
Yeah, like over here, I have the cable through Optimum.
Okay.
And it goes through the cable. And then how does, like you said, I have my email through Optimum.
Right.
.net.
Yep.
Do I have to change my email to Proton?
If you went and got your own email from Proton, you would. You'd be at proton.me or... You could be, whatever your last name is. So you can go ahead to GoDaddy, right? And you could go and try to register a domain name that's your last name, right? See, you know, let's say your name is Jingleheimer Schmidt. You could be at alex@jingleheimerschmidt.com, right? Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be like better than Optimum? Why advertising for Optimum?
Okay.
I want to be a Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Now, how does I'm a little foggy in this on the VPN there. How does that work through the cable? Like I said, I'm getting my provider. Provider is Optimum. The service comes in through the cable into my modem.
And your IP address now is, if you go ahead and go to ipchicken.com, it'll tell you what your public IP address is, what the planet is sending. When you go ahead and Google anything, Google says, oh, okay, Alex and Thomaston, oh, you're over here at this IP address because Optimum gives you an IP address that's specific to you. Otherwise, they'd be sending your Google information to somebody else, and that wouldn't work. So when you set up a VPN, when you run the VPN, you're going to connect to wherever you want. The Proton VPN is going to give you countries and areas of the United States you can connect to. And now your IP address is going to be one of those spots when you're going to tunnel to New York or to Rhode Island or wherever you want. And now your IP address is there, and that connection is encrypted. Right now your connection is not encrypted. You're going to be Googling and doing everything you want, and it's not an encrypted configuration. So folks who are interested in where Alex is going, whether it be cookies, whether it be anything else, are tracking where you're going. So when you do everything through a VPN, it's encrypted. There's always the risk that the VPN company also has issues with security, right? So I can't guarantee that they're not watching you too. I don't know.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
But that would be a bad business model.
Now, how does that affect your speed?
It will slow you down.
It'll degrade the speed a little.
Okay.
You might notice it.
Is it going to be a noticeable speed?
It could be.
It might not. I mean, you have to try it and see.
Yeah, try it and see. If you've got a good enough bandwidth on your cable service, you may not notice it.
Yeah.
Okay, but you do have to change your email address.
You don't have to. No, you don't have to. So you could get the free Proton VPN and not do anything with your email if you want. It's just I just brought it up because you could pay for an email address that includes the VPN. Win-win.
Okay. So you just recommend try the free service and you could change your email or not change your email.
Yes, sir.
It gives you an option of either way.
It does.
And Proton is a good company. You guys find it was reliable and everything.
So far.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So far. Keywords.
As of today.
Right. See that we have NordVPN. Right. They even still advertise, but they were hacked. Pretty badly. So they were good, then they were bad, now they're trying to be good again. It is all good until it's not. I wish I could tell you.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Alex.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. So like Silicon Valley Bank was listed by Forbes as the top for 5 years in a row as the top bank in the country. So they were good until they weren't. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We got two lines open for you, so let's get right to your calls. We're going to go to, looks like MJ in New Haven first. Hey, MJ.
Good morning.
Morning.
I own a old and rapidly obsoleting Android-based tablet. It's called an RCA Viking Pro.
Wow.
Okay.
It is about as fast as a three-toed sloth at this point.
Yeah, but don't... Okay, right now I'm going to stop you. Don't get rid of that thing.
That's so rare, right?
Prop it up on a shelf. Make it into like a collector's item.
But frame it.
But please don't throw it away. Just don't use it anymore.
I'm a retired IT guy, so I'll put it up there with my 80-column cards that I have.
There you go.
Yeah, now we're cooking.
So as far as a replacement tablet,
I've heard you all make recommendations to callers about what a good laptop is, and I was wondering if you might have any suggestions as what would be a good tablet to get.
I'm a fan of the Samsung Galaxy Tabs. What about you, Dennis?
Ditto.
You like those too?
Okay. Yeah.
So check out the Samsung Galaxy Tabs. It gets a little confusing as to figuring out which is the latest one. I don't know why. Samsung's marketing is so weird.
There are...
It's Android, yeah.
They're all Android. There are some that are going to have S model numbers, and then there are some with A.
Yeah.
But I would look at them all. I mean, don't say, oh, I'm only going to get an S or whatever.
And then, of course, I'm not a big Apple fan, but of course, an iPad is obviously out there too as an option. So if you're an Apple person, you could check out the iPad.
More of an Android person, actually. Yep. Yeah.
So yeah.
Samsung. Huh?
Yeah, check out the Samsung. I've had good luck with mine. I upgraded one that, you know, it's the one I replaced was still running beautifully. It's just I said to myself, I deserve a new pad, and I updated it. And they are faster, obviously. So I think I'm running the 8, the Galaxy. iPad Galaxy Tab 8, I think I'm running.
Oh,
that's me. But they're out there. There's probably a newer one out there. Check them out. They're great. They're great for trips and stuff like that, especially in the airplanes. You can watch the movie there. And
all right. Thank you for your input.
You got it, MJ.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. RCA, huh? That's anything RCA. I just think of the little dog. But they had a tablet?
Yeah.
I mean, holy moly.
It was early on in the Android tablet. You know, when it was started to become a thing.
Never would have guessed they got in the tablet.
Yeah, that's
business.
A collector's item.
Jeez. All right, let's go on. Everything RCA is collector's by these days, right? Let's go to Rich in Simsbury. What's happening, Rich?
Hey there, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. So I have a 2017 desktop that I think has seen better days. And I'm looking to upgrade it. So I guess I heard someone is upgrading a tablet. And
yeah.
I'm looking to upgrade my desktop.
Do you want to continue with the desktop?
You know, I think I do. I already have a tablet,
okay.
And I'm happy with that. But I'm kind of old school in some respects. Some things I just like to sit down and plot myself there
mm-hmm.
and work on that.
Yeah, makes sense.
I want something that's, you know, I see that there's like, I'm a basic user. I browse, I use, it for, you know, my personal needs. Mm-hmm. I don't use it for work.
Mm-hmm.
Then I see there's all these gaming PCs that are out there.
Right.
They sound like they're faster, which I do like fast though.
Okay.
But I know it has. Well, I know they have different purposes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
For graphics and things like that. So I just don't know where I should be going.
Well, I mean, if you like fast, I would say to do an i5 or an i7 processor. The 7 will be faster or more powerful.
Yep.
And we're going to tell you to look at the 11th, 12th, or future coming out 13th gen processors. Don't get tricked into a cheap machine with like some 6th gen processor on it, which some of these big box stores are selling. Be careful, especially the warehouse clubs. Ah, I got a new computer for like $300. Oh, yeah, what generation is it? 4th. It's a Pentium. Be careful. So i5, i7, current generation CPU. Cores, like we've talked about this before, A couple of cores, gigahertz speed is really what you want. If you can find a 2.5 to 3 gigahertz speed on the CPU, you'll be happy. 16 gigs of RAM, 0.5 terabyte of solid state drive. Those are your basics. And your video would be for your gaming, and you're not doing any gaming, so don't worry about the video.
What did you say after the 16 gig of RAM?
0.5 terabyte solid, so 500 gig solid state drive. No more spinning drives in your machines.
Right.
And you'll be happy if you can find anything in those ranges. It'll be Windows 11 probably, and it should give you 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 years of service.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Spend about $1,000.
That helps.
Yeah, that's what it'll be.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. I've been looking at a couple of those. It sounds like I'm in the right. Looks like I'm hunting in the right area based upon what you just gave me. So I appreciate that.
You got it, sir. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right, so Rich is going to go spend some money. John and Mara, hang on. Or Maria. Maria, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're going to get right to your calls. Four lines all jammed up. You guys do know we start at 9. Feel free. We're happy you're here either way. Every week. But you guys joined us, and we appreciate it very much. Let's go to John in Winchester to start. What's happening, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, well, first off, you made me feel really good with the last caller. I just ordered up an HP Envy.
Nice.
i7, 16 gig with 1 terabyte solid-state drive.
Beautiful.
Yeah, right now on sale for $800 where I got it. So.
Good deal.
Yeah, so I'm good deal. The only, problem is I have to install, a new version of Microsoft Office. My previous computer, which just died, was running Windows 10, and I was running off an old CD-driven version of...
Of Office?
Office, yeah. And it was 2010 Office. Now, the question I have, as far as the CD drive, they no longer come with one, but I have an external, which I can plug in, so that's good. I don't want to go to 365 for all the obvious reasons that you guys have talked about.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I see with Microsoft Office right now is one-time digital downloads, and I'm wondering if there are any Microsoft Office alternatives that I can use that would be compatible with files that I would share out via emails.
There's a suggestion I can make, which is a really good option. Okay, I used to use it a lot. I use it less because I need to be able to understand Microsoft products, so I keep with those right now. But this is something called LibreOffice, LIBRE Office. And
okay.
I'll post a link to it so you can get to it. It's completely free. I don't know if I'd call it open source, but it is distributed by Apache. Oh, no, sorry. It's distributed by its own entity called the Document Foundation, I believe. It's based on what used to be called Star Office and is now called Open Office that Apache also releases.
Mm-hmm.
But LibreOffice is a different kind of a build, and it has a little bit more features. And I would definitely, definitely recommend that as an alternative. It will open and save Microsoft file types. So you shouldn't have too much trouble. The one thing that you're going to run into is if you create any presentations in LibreOffice, people who open them in PowerPoint, it might not look quite right, all right? But you can ask the people to just go get LibreOffice themselves and open the thing in that. And it should work fine.
Okay.
It takes a while to install, but it's pretty easy, and I don't see any problem with it.
And you also can look at Office 2021. It should still be out, where you can buy the Office Suite. It's about $300. For the home and business flavor. You might find it through Amazon. You might find it through other resellers.
Uh-huh. Is that available on CD?
It might be a download. But at least it's something you can pay for once. If the free Libre doesn't work for you, that is another alternative.
Oh, okay. I looked online. I saw a whole bunch of those out there, and you know, everybody praises one, and somebody else cusses that one down. So,
yep, that's the world we live in.
Yeah. Okay, great. Oh, if I could do a quick follow-up. I spoke with you guys about a year ago or a little more about a inkwell printer.
Okay.
And I had some concerns because of prior to that using inkjet printers.
Right.
And they dry up because of my infrequent use, but I've had no problems with the inkwell in terms of those kind of things.
Nice. So you're using the Epson EcoSmart?
I'm using an HP, I forget the name of it right now.
It's okay.
But anyhow, it's the HP version, and the inks lasted, well, again, because I don't print that much, you know, it's lasted forever.
Nice.
But no longer have that behavior issue.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You got it, John. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go on to Maria in Unionville. What's happening, Maria?
Hi. Good. I have a question on the VPN Proton email.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an Express VPN currently, and sometimes I go online, and it does not allow me to go on that site. I got to turn it off. Now, with Proton.me, do you find that happens? And if it does, is the VPN able to be disabled and then enabled like with a switch of a button?
Well, it does happen. Some sites don't like to have you connect that way and will want you to connect without a VPN. That I have seen. Go ahead.
And sometimes sites will think that you're in a different country, whichever country you're connected to.
Right.
But if you can change your country, it might let you in.
Right.
Also, it allows you to just change the country.
You can switch that.
You can pick your country.
On a whim. If I want to go to a website now and it says, it's not letting you because it says you're in,
How do you think all that global soccer is watched in America? They're watching it through a VPN that's popping out in the country. Same idea. You can choose your countries and choose that type of fix. But sometimes you're going to find that the page won't load. There are different protocols, though, too, within the VPN that you can choose that also adjust how that works. It's also dependent on the device. I'm trying to think it off the top of my head. There's like four flavors of how you can interface with the VPN on different devices, whether it be a tablet, a Chromebook, Windows-based PC, and you can choose these. I can't remember the different flavors of it.
Because currently I have an app for the Express, and all I have to do is tap it, and it turns on or off if I need to do that.
Yep, it does that with Proton.
It does that with Proton. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome.
So, yeah.
That's
good.
It.
All right, Maria. All right, good luck with it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, getting used to working within a VPN is definitely a little different, but it is more secure. Let's go to Tom, who's got a VPN question. What's happening, Tom?
Yeah, I have thank you. Regarding the VPN, I've tried to go on a site someplace, and I was told that Comcast does something, will block things, and they could go and get a VPN router, and that should cure the problem. Does Comcast actually block things because they don't want you to, stream other TVs, live TV?
We haven't heard of that. I have not heard of that.
I haven't either.
We have had issues with SIP being blocked on Comcast systems that are in businesses because, of course, they want you to use their SIP, but they won't tell you that's why they're doing it. But they do that. We have seen that being blocked. But access to websites typically wouldn't be something that they would block.
This is streaming live TV.
No, they shouldn't. They really shouldn't have any care about what you stream over their broadband, live TV or not.
Okay.
It shouldn't be the case. But again, you could try a VPN. So here's the thing: it could be that you could be getting the stream from somewhere in the wrong part of the country, right? So yes, that could occur. So then you establish a VPN out of the country to where you want to get the content, right? So again, I bring up the soccer games because let's say you're watching World Cup and you want to watch some game in Morocco or something like that's happening. You have to get the VPN to Morocco and then find whatever resource is going to be streaming that Moroccan game. Comcast can't stop that.
All right. Do you recommend getting, now they were saying you can buy a router with VPN already built into it, so you just buy the service.
That could be the case, and you can configure a VPN on your own, on many routers, so that you establish VPN tunnels. Just understand, though, that if everything's running through a VPN, it might be slow.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You got it, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so I wouldn't, unless you have a really good broadband connection, like a good fiber with high speed up and down, establishing a VPN from your firewall permanently may really reduce the performance of the things you want to do, like streaming and gaming, because you're going to be going through that encrypted tunnel, right? What do you think, Dennis?
Yes. And you're going to, all of your devices on your network are going to be going through the VPN instead of like just one computer that you're using.
Right.
So yeah, it'll choke that. It could. I mean, I'm making it sound worse than it probably is, but
it depends on the service. How good the VPN service is, how good the servers are you're using, and how good your broadband is as far as the result you're going to get. So, all right, we're going to step out for a quick break, right, Carolyn? And get to your call. So Mike and Ed, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Leslie will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And we were just talking a little bit about VPNs. You know, think about it. You know, companies, you know, the caller was talking about Comcast blocking something. Companies, though, can block outbound VPN connections. Like school systems would be wise to make sure outbound VPN connections are not allowed through their firewalls so that the kids don't just go ahead and do what they want through their own VPN connection outbound, right? You want to make sure they're filtered and protected. And if they can make an outbound VPN connection, then they can do whatever they want when they pop out of the on the other side of that server and surf wherever they want. You think about China. I mean, if you're a Chinese person, you can't go ahead and connect out through their firewalls because they're going to block outbound VPN connections, so they can't, their people can't see what's happening in the world. Mm-hmm. It happens all over the place. So
a lot of countries.
Yeah. So VPN is definitely something you need to better understand. We all have to better understand it these days because of all sorts of reasons, but we won't get into that. That's for different shows. Let's go to Mike in Milford. What's happening, Mike?
Hi, guys. Great show, by the way.
Thanks.
Password managers.
Yeah.
I've been thinking for a while about getting one, and what I keep coming back to is, okay, so all my passwords are going to be secured by just one password. Now, you have to kind of talk me through this, because is that really the case? And mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm secure, but if they get that one password, why can't they get all of my passwords?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you heard of LastPass?
I have.
Yeah, they were just breached, you know, pretty seriously, where the entire encrypted password vault has been stolen by the bad guys, and now they're working to figure out how to get access to everybody's passwords. So if you had LastPass as a password manager, we were telling you to change all your passwords of all the things you had in that password manager, and of course change your LastPass password. So yeah, there is risks, right? There's always going to be risks. Password managers can be handy, or they can be a risk.
And you're not wrong that you're going to end up with one password that protects all of your passwords.
Right.
But the key is to make it very long and completely unlike anything else that you ever use.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be very easy for somebody to figure it out, even if they get, let's say they get your Gmail password. Okay.
Right.
They find out what that is. As long as your whatever password manager you use, as long as that password is long enough and is completely different from that, then you've walled yourself off from that being compromised.
Right. And the idea is you're going to pre-configure the password manager to pre-fill for you. When you connect to these services, it'll pre-fill the username and password so you don't have to remember to do that for you.
And the advantage there is that you can then use the password manager in your browser to come up with complex passwords for all these other sites.
They can all be
made different from each other.
Right, and it's generally a plugin that'll be added to your browser with the password manager. Now, we would never recommend having Google or Chrome save passwords. People do that too often, and that's not a good password manager. So if you're using a third party, look at Bitwarden. That's an open source. Now, they're fine until they're not. And then there's plenty of other password managers that don't pop into the top of my head, but Bitwarden seems to be getting some pretty good press. Also, make sure you have a recovery. If you forget your password manager password, you need to make sure you can recover and get in And that's a big pain in the butt if you don't write down the recovery keys to get back into your password manager.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike. Mm-hmm. So it's worth checking out. Let's go to Ed in Wallingford. What's happening, Ed?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'm sitting here. Look, I'm one of the dinosaurs that goes back to 1995 with AOL.
All right, you go back to the beginning of our show.
Hey, and I'm taking your advice. I'm looking at the screen for Proton Mail right now.
All right.
I have it right in my face.
Nice.
They offer a free one, which I know what you say about free email.
Exactly.
You get what you pay for. Well, actually, I'm looking at the Proton Unlimited. Now, they can give you up to 15 different email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Does that look right? Okay. And if you pay for the entire 24 months for under $200,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty good deal.
And imagine what you could be giving as a gift for your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I could set up an email account for everybody in my family to mm-hmm. 15.
Yes.
That's the whole idea behind that product, as far as I can see.
Right. And then, of course, make sure you pay the bill or your family's going to get mad when their email stops working.
Well, I like to pay. And when I do something, I pay for my trash pickup the entire year at once.
Gotcha.
I don't want to deal with monthly.
I hear you.
I don't want to deal with it. So I'm looking at it here, and they're giving 24 months mm-hmm. for $191 for the unlimited.
Yep. And then you can also come up with your own domain names. So you could be could be Ed at the, you know, call whatever you want to call yourself, email boxes for your folks.
Okay, so I would set up my own. I got that.
Yep.
And you pretty much you trust these people. I mean, I very hesitant on giving credit card information over.
Well, so you're going to end up interfacing with a Swiss company, and your credit card company, if they know what they're doing, is going to say, "Hey, this is weird, Ed. This is a Swiss company," and they actually should come back to you and give you a second verification on that purchase, because the credit cards I use did that, which is good. If your credit card doesn't care that you bought something from Switzerland, then you may want to get rid of that credit card.
Let me tell you, I have a quick little story. I got hacked on one of my Bank of America cards, and I go in every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day to check my accounts.
You go into 2-3 times a day to the bank to check your account?
After I got hacked and somebody set up an Amazon account in my name with my credit card,
Yikes. Okay, all right, cool. I worry about you a little bit, but go ahead with the story.
Well, you might say I'm a little gun-shy at this point.
Yeah.
And immediately they canceled everything on me and they credited me back.
Yep.
But it's only a temporary credit until you get the mail, the letter in the mail saying, it's done. It's final.
Right. Never use a debit card to buy anything. Always use a credit card. If you that's the key.
Yeah. So I'm really impressed with this Proton Mail. I think I'm going to go ahead and
And do some Google searches though on Proton as a company to get yourself comfortable. I mean, my recommendation is they are a Swiss company that's been joined up with MIT. We've talked about them for a long time. Could they be the same as Silicon Valley Bank tomorrow? Yes, they can. So I don't know what else to tell you. They're good until they're not these days, Ed.
Okay. Well, look, I appreciate your help so much. Thank you so much. And actually, I also went in and set up 2-part verification on
nice.
My AOL.
Great. There you go. All right, Ed. We got to go.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. We want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. We want to thank Carolyn for producing. We want to thank Mike G for posting everything over on Twitter and Facebook. And Dennis is posting everything to ComputerTalkWithTab.com.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll check you guys out next Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test?
Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.